1-1 out of the gates, getting ready to, of course, make a road trip over to Trenton. I know last year's record, not the greatest, but I'm sure these guys coming back, these seniors, especially upperclassmen, they want to turn things around. Hey, 1-1's not too bad early, is it?
No, we've started off pretty well. We played a really good, tough, physical Cambridge team last week, and we held our own for about three quarters. We were down 24 early in the first, but we made a comeback, and we were able to pretty much stick up with the physicality. So I was pretty proud of them after that.
Yep, I talked a little bit with Coach Rice today as well about his team. He feels they're off to a good start, and I think, correct me if I'm wrong, maybe a turnover or two, and it might have been a different game.
Yeah, we had early on, we had two turnovers on two drives that they scored on, and like I said, we fell behind 24 points there early and just weren't able to make up that deficit. We kept up with them after that, but we just weren't able to make up for that 24-point deficit that we were down.
Great way to kick off the season with a nice win on the road at Southern Valley, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. It was a good way to start.
Let's talk about some of your returnees. You've got a quarterback, looking at stat-wise, Coach, it does a lot for you.
Yep, Calvin is a great player. He's a great leader. He can throw, he can run, takes charge of the offense. He does a great job for us.
Yeah, averaging, what I see stat-wise, almost 180 yards a game on the ground, so he put the ball in his hands quite a few times.
Yep, I do my best.
But he's got a great surrounding cast, and when you want to throw the ball, you definitely do it, don't you?
Yep, we got a good wide receiver, Aragorn Green. He does a great job of getting out into space. We also, our running back, Caden Peterman, is a great running back, and he's also a great receiver, runs good routes and has good hands, and try to mix it up the best that I can.
Looks like you kind of lean on those seniors quite a bit, but I see there's a few underclassmen that are contributing quite a bit too, aren't they?
Right. We have a kid, sophomore, Tucker Rock, had an outstanding summer, was in the weight room 4 days a week in the summer, didn't miss anything team camp-wise, conditioning-wise, and he's been doing a great job. Xander Lauritsen is a young sophomore also who had a great summer. Ryan Bartels is a junior. He's having a great year. I mean, we've got some kids. We have a lot of kids who contribute quite a bit.
And I'm sure, a lot of those kids play both ways, and those guys are solid people on the defensive side as well.
Absolutely.
You're playing Hitchcock County, Coach, this week, going from Cambridge to Hitchcock County. Is it, facing their, as far as your defense facing their offense, is it kind of like night and day a little bit, a whole different thing from 1 week to the next?
Yeah, it really is. I've watched, the film on Hitchcock quite a bit, and it honestly reminds me kind of what I ran in high school. I mean, it's that old lull you to sleep and then kind of get you with something else on the other side, and they do an outstanding job of it. They're well coached. Their quarterback does a great job. They sell fakes really well. Their line is physical. We just have to – we really harp this week on making sure we stay where we're supposed to be. Be gap sound, not chasing the ball, chasing our gaps, and we're hoping that, we're able to come out of there with a win.
And just knowing some of those Hitchcock County kids wrapping up and tackling, we got to tackle this week.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we work on tackling every day. We do tackling drills every day for about 15 minutes. Our coaching staff feels our tackling has been greatly improved this year. Obviously, we've missed a couple, but that happens, to every kid. But our tackling's pretty sound. We try to really teach and harp on tackling, so we're hoping that it stays that way this week.
Coach, you look at the rest of your season, not looking past this one by no means, but the Kennesaws and Elm Creek and Wilcox, Hildreth, Blue Hill, Axtell, as we get through the season, it's going to be a tough challenge each and every week, isn't it?
Yep, we're ready for it. We've got a great bunch of kids. We've got great captains. We're ready to, get into our district season and really see what we can do.
Coach, you're always hoping for more kids to come out. The better the numbers, the better it is. Is your future look good when you look at the grades down the line? You're going to get some more kids, do you think, to come out?
Yeah, we've got – our junior high is not huge. We only have 13 boys right now, 7th and 8th grade. But the grades underneath that are really optimistic. We've got 3 or 4 8th graders right now that they played a game tonight, actually, and they played really hard. So Yeah, our future looks pretty good. We're working on culture change right now, you know, trying to get kids to come out, you know, trying to get kids to understand what it takes to be successful. And the kids coming up and the kids that we have right now have really bought into that. So I'm pretty excited for the future.